Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about how the internet works in Cuba without any infrastructure. A New Scientist article from the 7th of July 2018 by Timothy Revell. This is for education. And the title is Inside Cuba's USB Stick Internet. Cuba has a very special kind of internet. Few people have home internet connections at home, because it's so expensive. Instead, a connection of websites and entertainment is physically swapped on USB sticks and portable hard drives. Each week, millions of Cubans meet at their nearest dealer armed with a storage device ready to download parts of El Paquet Semanal, the weekly package. It's filled with the latest contents, including films, TV shows, and web, as well as websites, apps, and ebooks. Materials has been distributed this way since about 2008. A study now explores how the network works. For 7 consecutive weeks, Gina Matthews of Clarkson University, New York, and her colleagues bought a full copy of El Paquet, and it was about 1 terabyte in size, with a vast majority taken by video, and there's very little overlap from week to week. Majority of Cubans have some contacts with El Paquet Semanal, says Matthews. She presented her analysis in a computing conference in San Francisco this last week. A very common thing to do would be to get a personal relationship with a dealer who would bring a weekly package to your home, says Matthews. It's normal to share this with friends and neighbours, she adds. What people pay depends on how much they want to download, and they can choose between a large section of TV shows, music, video games, sports, digital magazines, books, religious materials, entire copies of websites such as Wikipedia and Relivico, a Cuban Craigslist-style marketplace. The whole lot is normally costs a Cuban about 2 Cuban convertible pesos, about 2 US dollars. The people who act as curators for the different sections, such as sports and foreign movies, with contents in El Paquet appearing within days of being officially released in other countries. There are also items produced solely for El Paquet, such as Cuban culture magazine called Vista and Habana 2D, a show containing previews of the upcoming El Paquet content. Once each section is curated, it's passed to high-level distributors known as matrices that put the packages together before passing it to dealers. Some matrices sponsor their own productions, like Netflix originals. There are El Paquet originals too. They may also add adverts to their package. Cuba doesn't have much advertising in general, and it's thought that the ads in El Paquet may bring in as much money as people paying for content. A large portion of the El Paquet is pirated, but the government does little to restrict the network. There is even a state-sponsored version called La Molcha, the backpack. It's smaller, few people use it, and the primary focus is on educational material, but it also contains pirated content. Education questions. Why do the Cubans use USB sticks to distribute web content? Explain how the Cuban system gets content and distributes it such that it can be seen by your friend. Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.